Today we are going to be talking with Dr. Alcuin Johnson, a well-known pediatric neuropsychologist in the Atlanta area. Our topic today is attention deficit disorder with or without hyperactivity, also known as ADHD. Hello, Dr. Johnson.
Hello, Veda.
Well, where do we begin? This is such a popular topic. Often we get parents calling us at the center wanting to know what ADHD is, how can they identify it in their children. So I'll just let you take it from there. You can kind of tell parents what to look for if they suspect ADHD.
Okay. Well, an attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and we call that for short ADHD, and as LeVay has already said, with and without hyperactivity, we're really looking for students who have issues with what we now call executive functioning, which is the ability to get things done, to stay on task and get things done. And we usually identify the problems by what children don't do. Are they having difficulty staying on task? Are they having difficulty shifting between tasks? Are they overly active? They're having difficulty, if you will, controlling their behaviors, difficulty controlling their emotions. Are they impulsive? Those are the sorts of things that we think about with the overall rubric of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. But in short for me, I like to think of it as control. How good are we at stopping when we need to stop, starting when we need to start, and getting things finished? Controlling what we do or what we need to do. And the ability to do that, we say, is attention and executive function. And when people can't do that, well, we talk about that as an ADHD, inability to get things done. Think about a band leader leading a band. All the instruments are playing good, but the drum major or the band leader is not doing a good job of bringing the instrument in at the right time or telling the instrument to stop playing. In short.
Oh, I think that gives parents a lot of information. What about some of the behaviors? Sometimes we have parents calling us and they are talking about some behaviors that are, I would describe as impulsive. What are some of those behaviors parents might see?
We may see people starting to do things without, if I call it the think it, do it, or think it, say, do it before you finish thinking about it, or say it before you finish thinking about it, where the person comes out and engages in some activity without thinking it through, and that looks across as impulsive. There are other syndromes that can present with impulsive-like behaviors, but most of the time with attention, when we're talking here, the person, if you will, they sort of start going off at the mouth or they start going off in terms of activity and don't think about the consequence. And when you bring it to their attention, it's like, oh, I wasn't thinking about that, or oh, I forgot. So we're really looking for the behaviors that sort of get going without a lot of thought before.
One common one is homework. I think the school issue is real big for most parents, and we see a lot of children that are placed right at school age. And so some of the calls we're getting is he can't remember his homework or he forgets to bring his homework home.
Okay. We're talking about some of the task-specific things that happen as related to school. And I can give you a whole list, but we can probably summarize those in some broad categories too. Things not getting done. Which would mean homework's not getting done, assignments not getting brought home, assignments getting lost, etc. Things not getting done. The other group that we fall into most often besides things not getting done or is the speed at which things are done. The person's taking forever to get a very small task completed because, of course, they're getting distracted all the time. They're thinking about many other things except for the tasks they need to be working on. So it could be we have things that don't get done, and we have the issue where we're spending a whole lot of time getting things completed, and finally, getting started, where it takes, you know, mom and dad will say, gosh, I had to ask you 3 or 4 times before you got started on that task. So, yes, we put them in those 3 big categories, not getting things done, taking a long time to get things done, and not starting things.
So it sounds like parents also get pretty frustrated in this process, huh?
I think that parents get very mad because they're thinking their kid's just lazy. Most of the time, that I would say that is not the situation. We're looking at people who are having a hard time just managing tasks and getting tasks done, and we see that having a greater effect the older they become. Usually in kindergarten through first and second grade, your teachers are expected to manage things for you. They look to do that. Somewhere in third grade, including as we move through fourth and fifth, you're becoming more independent. When you go to middle school, you're expected to organize and take care of a lot of things on your own. And finally, when you're in high school, the demands, the amounts of things that you're expected to complete and get done without teacher supervision get larger and larger. So this problem presents itself as more of an issue the older you get, especially especially if we don't get treatment.
Organization, that's real difficult.
Oh,
for a lot of our children with ADHD. So I guess parents see really messy rooms sometimes, or children just can't organize things.
Yeah, it's just getting things done, making sure you have the right stuff, if you will, the right material to get a task accomplished, and doing those things in the correct order, stepwise fashion. That's quite important and quite hard to do. Many times a parent's like going, we've gone over this a million and one times. The issue is not knowing what to do. The issue is getting it done. All the instruments know how to play very well, but there's no one telling them when to start. Your kid knows how to do things, but he or she may not know when to do things and when to stop doing other things.
Well, I think that's a very good description, and it gives parents a real good start with what is ADHD and how they might identify it in their child. So maybe the next time we get together, we can kind of talk about what do you do if you suspect that your child has ADHD. What's the next step?
Happy to do that.
Okay. Well, thanks, Dr. Johnson, and we'll get together again.
Thank you for having me.